There were economic proposals by both candidates, yet John Doble of Madison said the debate forum was flawed. It allowed Senators McCain and Obama to skirt many serious economic issues in favor of repeating tired campaign themes and personal attacks.
We have a car plant that's closing in Janesville. The stock market went down 733 points, and the governor has said we're going to have a $3 billion deficit in the state. Those are the issues that are impacting us, and we're talking about terrorists that happened, 30, 40 years ago.
McCain's campaign has used the word terrorist in reference to Bill Ayers, a 1960s-era activist who once bombed government targets and is a Chicago neighbor of Obama. Larry Warman of Madison didn't like McCain's repeated focus on a person the Republican senator called Joe the Plumber. McCain told how the man wanted to open his own business, but was concerned about taxes Obama would place on companies making over $250,000.
We have to look at what's happening to the majority of people in the country, and what's not best for Joe the Plumber, what's best for the majority of the people.
On energy, Madison resident Norm Revolinsky likes McCain's call for 45 new nuclear power plants.
I think this country needs to commit to nuclear power. I know there's been, Chernobyl, but I don't see any other way for this country to be fuel efficient.
Obama has focused more on renewable energy and fuel efficient cars. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.